Welcome to the Potty Slam. Ah, ah, ah. That's annoying.
Staying alive. Staying alive.
Yeah, that's gross.
Sorry, I had to get that out of my pipes.
Every time I see Hideo Itomi,
yeah.
Whenever I see him, I just look at April and go, ah, ah, ah. I'm a bird.
Kind of bird. Dying bird?
Yeah.
If you could be a bird. Oh, by the way, we have Ryan coming back this week. How you doing, Ryan?
I'm so happy to be with my friends in the show.
Okay, April, nice to see you that you're here.
I am. I'm here. How's
All
it going?
All right, Josh is here.
Hello.
You could be any bird. What kind of bird are you going to be?
The bird of love, a swallow.
Good Lord, there are children who listen to this podcast, Joshua.
Hey, kids, ask her to swallow.
I mean, last week's episode was about...
Well,
yeah that's true. Swapping, yeah, so. I think that ship sailed for us.
Cum swapping?
Yeah.
I was there.
You were,
yeah.
Whoa.
I remember that. I was just thinking, like, wow.
That happened.
That was a thing. That was a thing that happened.
To get your best friend back.
Right.
So, anyways, what kind of bird?
Oh, boy. If I was a bird, probably a pelican.
That's a good answer, actually.
Why?
I like that he can, like, hold stuff in his giblet or his little gobbler.
I don't know. I don't know what that is.
The scientific term is a giblet.
Right now,
a pelican holds his giblet ball sack mouth container. He can contain over 20 gallons of fish stew.
There's probably a bird specialist would be,
right.
An avian something or other. He just threw his earbuds right out of the
avian expert.
Yes, took his earbuds out of the phone and then just threw his phone across the room.
It's called a wobbler. Yeah. Damn it,
a wobbly wobbly blast body slam I'll ever listen to.
That's right.
Now I'll pull over my Thunderbird so I can look at birds.
Ryan,
a Thunderbird.
Technicality, but we'll allow it.
Sure.
I'm going pink flamingo.
Oh, nice. You do a lot of standing on one leg?
You're a hot bitch.
What I call my third leg? Yes, thank you, Ryan.
You know, you guys are all heathens. We're all Americans here.
Shh, the bald eagle, which is like...
Endangered as fuck.
It is, but what's funny about it is like it's this proud bird, but all it eats is like roadkill.
Yep.
actually,
scavenger.
It's the American pride vulture.
A.K.A. A.K.A. Animal McDonald's.
Yes.
Yeah.
I would say for me, a penguin?
A penguin?
Penguin? You want to be like the one bird that can't fly?
Sure, why not?
Okay. You want to be a nun?
They slide on their tummy.
All right.
You're going to give Larry cool. PTSD roll up here as a penguin.
Yeah, I know. All those Catholic nuns.
What's it sound like when a bird poops? That's about.
I think you know what I think it sounds like. It sounds like a. I would like to think it sounds like a water balloon landing on the cement.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or it's like.
I had a bird.
Ah, my car! You piece of shit!
I had a bird poop on my foot once.
Did you?
Yeah, it was terrible.
I had it land on my shoulder once.
That's supposed to be good luck, you know.
When is that bird
really?
On, when that bird pooped.
Because a bird pooped on my shoulder. That doesn't sound like good luck to me.
That's where you get, like, taken rage, and you look at it like Liam Neeson, and you're like, I've got a set of skills.
I'll pluck you. Pluck you bald so you look like a walking scrotum.
They do! They look like ball sacks in the air!
So, speaking of ball sacks, Josh, I understand you have a story for us.
Excellent segue.
Thank you. Ragu.
There was definitely some ragu spilled over what I have to talk about today.
You shoot marinara sauce?
If you spill too much ragu, you get prego.
What's funny is that I know you weren't sitting on that. It just came out, so that's good.
No, there was definitely more Alfredo being splattered around than that. So I thought about something the other day.
I'm sure you did.
You know... As a proud American, we know of a strong industry besides the wrestling industry.
Our greatest import, export.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about professional wrestlers that have had also dealt with the adult entertainment industry.
I'm glad you didn't call it dabbling.
Yeah.
One doesn't dabble in porn.
Nope. No. You're either all in or you're all out.
One ends up in porn.
Well, you're in and out and in and out.
Right,
and
exactly. And
so,
Hi, kids.
I think after last week's episode,
we lost all of our child listeners
and all of our parents that listen to the shows around their kids.
If you listen to the last episode, take what happened on the mouth and lower it.
Yep. Yep.
Well, you know, in porn, it can end up anywhere.
It usually does.
So, yes, I have some wrestlers that have done dabblings in the porn industry. Of course.
Wait, before we say this.
Yeah.
And I don't know a lot of wrestlers' names, but I got to ask. I know most of us. April, if you had to see somebody in a porn, any wrestler ever, who would it be?
Does it have to be male or female, or doesn't it matter?
It doesn't matter. Everybody can answer, but I'm thinking April, first of all, you'd have a better.
Oh, Finn Balor. Absolutely.
Yeah, I figured.
Yeah, I could see that.
Josh is going to say Alexa Bliss.
I'm gonna say good old Lexi.
Yeah, well, Ryan doesn't know too many wrestlers.
Xena Warrior Princess?
Sure,
we'll go with her.
Tamina. He wants to see Tamina.
Can we go past your past?
Yeah, of course.
Like, even if they're dead?
Sure.
Andre the Giant.
Oh.
Oh.
Hey, boss. I gotta shoot a double pen today.
Where's the fluffer, boss? Hey, boss, just broke the fluffer's jaw, boss.
What do you think his favorite sexual act would be?
Gosh.
Well, let's see. He doesn't.
I'm gonna say, like, he would just hold her and use her like a human fleshlight.
I don't know why that's so funny, the visualization of him like
their hair just flipping all over
this
the place.
Poor girl just like blasted.
You know when you talk when you're going over a I'm gonna be a that's her O sound.
Maybe he was the greatest lover of all time. We don't know.
Maybe you know what would be great? If he's like a super gentle lover.
Oh, I know, right? Yep. I got roses, boss.
He's like, the women afterwards are just like, he had a 9-inch cock, and yet afterwards, I felt nothing. He came over me like a warm spring breeze. He wanted all the lights on. He just stared at you. Me. He
kept calling me boss, though.
He's like,
butterfly kisses, boss.
I'm coming for you, boss.
Here's the problem, though.
He had all the lights on.
Dude.
Just like slowly thrusting. Just like.
Just the tip at first. Yeah.
I want you to think about how big his hands were for a second.
We've seen they engulf a beer can, a 12-ounce beer
so
can.
So he goes to finger them.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, jeez. I mean, just think of that.
Wow. Well, okay,
maybe. Lovely one finger.
Oh, they had scrambled brains back then.
Yeah.
All the French prostitutes said hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, all the kids are gone.
That's all right.
So, okay, I'm going to start this off. Now, I think that when we talk about professional wrestlers and the adult industry, the first name that obviously comes up, of course, is the ninth wonder of the world and former WWE Intercontinental Champion, China.
Now, wait. Here's the thing. I've heard of China and heard of China being in porn and something about asses in China got fucked in the butt or whatever. Like some weird catchy porn name.
That's One not Night catchy. In China.
Yeah, there you go. But I heard a rumor. Did she have a wiener too? Or like somebody had a wiener? Oh, there we go. She's dead now, isn't she?
Oh my!
Yeah she just
no. That's no. There's no wiener there.
Nope.
No wiener.
It might be hiding.
No, I don't think it is.
She's a tucker.
So
tucks it right into the vagina.
She actually, before she was in this porn that was released, of course, with other wrestler X-Pac. Oh,
that's right. He was in it.
She actually was on. It was in Playboy.
That's right. Yep.
Mm-hmm. And it was one of the best-selling issues mm-hmm. of all time for Playboy.
All the rest WWF fanboys were just like, fat, 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 fat.
Right.
Fat, 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 fat,
and the rest
fat,
of us fat, were like curious.
Yeah. Right. Well, yeah, that's...
I would have to think that that's where it comes from more, because, like, personally speaking, I'm a woman, so I guess I can't really say either way, but, like, I don't look at China and go, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, she is a bit too masculine.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
there are guys who like that, though.
Right.
That's why I mentioned the wiener thing. Mm-hmm. So, I got a question
I feel that's unfair. That is kind of the old trope thrown around. If you're a muscular girl, you have a wiener.
Well, right. I know that, and I completely, completely understand that, and I feel bad for saying that, but honestly, I'd heard there was a wrestler that was
she
hermaphrodite or something like that.
It's like it's her facial features. She's she has a strong jaw.
I wish I had her jawline. I really do.
Well,
I'd be so handsome if I had that jawline.
I think the big thing is she was a very... She was a very big woman, not chubby by any means.
No, but she was
big enough,
6 foot tall. I think, wasn't
yeah, she was wrestling other guys.
Yeah,
because of her size.
Well, that's where she was discovered. Triple H was in the gym, and she was like a local bodybuilder in that area, and he was like money.
Yep.
To me, she reminds me a little bit of Charlotte Flair, mm-hmm. where there's times that I look at Charlotte and I'm like, oh, she kind of looks like her dad.
Yeah.
But there's other times where I see Charlotte and I'm like, wow, she's an attractive woman.
Right.
And I think China has had that too over. I've seen her at times where I'm like, yeah, she looks like a dude. But then there's other times where she does look attractive.
Right.
I think it's because you're seeing her father in her face. It's kind of hard to
shake. It's her nose.
Well, she doesn't have quite the bulbous alcoholic nose her dad has today.
Oh, all of Colombia is up there. So, yeah, she, after she left the wrestling industry, that's when she kind of really took off in the adult film industry. One of her most notable roles, though, Marvel superheroine She-Hulk in porn parodies.
Yes, I remember that.
Ooh, do now, tell.
Now I want to watch it.
No, I just remember hearing about it and then looking it up.
Well, she... Didn't she do Celebrity Rehab?
She did, yes.
Mm-hmm. That's where I saw her. And there was somebody else that was married to Flavor Flav.
Wow.
That is... She looks good.
You're thinking about Bridget Nielsen.
Yes, thank you. Lethal Weapon.
One of my favorite all-time shows. Celebrity Rehab. Oh,
yeah, it was...
I was like, there's nothing medically sound about any of this.
Nope.
Putting someone's rehabilitation from drugs and alcohol on TV.
Right. Was it the guy that played the...
Dr. Drew, somebody you can trust.
Now, of course, the One Night in China,
mm-hmm.
as I said before, it was with Sean Waltman, who was in D-Generation X as mm-hmm. X-Pac. Now, oddly enough, because they were a real-life couple, mm-hmm. what I didn't know was that won an award.
It was Gropies.
It was the top selling release of the year at the 2006 Adult Video AVNs. Awards.
Yes, AVAs.
That's pretty prestigious, though. I mean,
yeah,
like, I mean, it's a big deal because there's a shit the ton of porn.
It's like the Oscars or the Tonys of the pornies or something. I don't know.
Yeah. So yeah. Well, rest in peace, China.
And I want to thank my mom and dad. Without you, I've never won Best Anal.
Hey. Every single man out there that's listening to this, even if you laugh at it, you fap to it.
So. Yep. Amen to that. And some of you ladies, too.
You know what I find? Even movies, as just as clips, there are clips that we've all seen that everybody's masturbated to mm-hmm. who's like, that's my favorite shit right
45, 45 seconds at a time. Buy one VHS, it'll last a lifetime.
I've masturbated all 130 minutes on this tape.
What'd you think of the plot? There's a plot?
What?
I found the hole.
Something about...
But not the plot hole.
Something about everybody being dog, summer, hot, horny.
Shaving Ryan's privates.
It was a gay porno, I think.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's... I'd never heard of it.
So, you know, a lot of people fapped to that, but you know what I think more people fapped to? Mm. When Mickey James... Before becoming a WWE wrestler, she was making ends meet because, you know, she probably didn't have a whole lot of money, and being an attractive woman, she was posing fully nude in a series of explicit porn still photos for publications and websites such as naughtymag.com.
It's so naughty.
But after she became a professional wrestler, she discontinued her modeling, if you will, because she was making enough money to pay the bills, and now she's, of course, she's back in wrestling, and she
still looks good, and she's like almost my age, and she looks amazing.
She has, I think, two or three kids.
Really?
Yeah, she looks great. So,
and a small dog, according to these pictures. It's like a dash hound.
Dachshund,
dash hound. Wiener dog.
Mm-hmm.
I love wiener dogs.
Yeah.
Okay.
I wouldn't kick her out of bed for eating crackers.
I would. I hate crackers in my bed. Care how good looking you are. I hate that feeling of graininess against my backside.
I can't sleep.
This is how we get it ants.
Have you ever with crumbs in the bed? It's like, who did this?
No. You sounded like Jerry Seinfeld for a second.
What is the deal?
I'll just roll off the bed because I'm usually drunk and then fall on the floor and sleep.
And just sleep there? Okay. Well.
Come here, puppy.
I don't need whole grain bullshit driving into my butt crack.
Never.
Now let me tell you something, brother. You know who's coming next? Of course you do.
Of course. That was Mr. Perfect.
He had too much.
Just kidding. It was the Hulkster.
He had too much pork, I heard.
And that was his... You're counting this as porn? Do you think that...
Well, there's issues with those specifically, and I would say that if you take the Kim Kardashian thing, I mean, that she used that to her benefit. Now they have an empire.
Unfortunately, ended the whole career of Hulk Hogan.
Right.
Well, Hogan, I'm sure he's fine because Screech he has $140 million now.
He owns Gawker now or something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, of course, Hogan, this is very, very recent. 2012, there's a video of Hogan having sex with his then friend, Bubba the Love Sponge's wife.
Is Bubba the Love Sponge a sponge?
He's a radio personality that was kicked off the air for some... he did crazy shit in Florida. It's Florida, so you can imagine what he had to do to get kicked off of Florida airwaves.
No shit.
And then Howard Stern hired him for when he went to satellite radio.
Oh.
And so then he kind of built up even more popularity, and they got hired back into Florida radio.
Right.
Interessant.
They had, just to give you an idea, he had a one bit called Shock the Balls, where they hooked up one of those dog shock collars to your testicles, and you had to sing karaoke, and if they thought you were bad. Mm. Not to be confused with Shock the Puss, which is the female version.
Or Shock the Monkey?
No, that's Peter Gabriel.
It could be Cold Chamber.
That's Peter the Love Gabriel to you.
Yeah, there
not
was
as
a,
catchy.
A lot of controversy from that tape. Not so much. I mean, of course it was because it was a porn tape, but it was because some of the things that were said in it as well.
And on top of it, it was his friend who purposely released it and just sideswiped Hogan's career.
Yeah, I mean, that was, of course, when WWE, they parted ways with him.
Was it right after they parted ways with him?
Okay, it was, I wasn't sure because
if it was because of it. Okay, that's what I thought.
And it wasn't so much because of the tape, it's because of the things he said in it.
Right.
What did he say?
Racial slur.
Very strong racial slur.
The N-word.
Really?
Yeah, and it wasn't
during
neighbor.
Sex?
Yep.
Yes.
When do you sit and talk politics when you're having sex? I mean, last thing.
Reagan.
Or you're just like, did you notice the chef that we had tonight was Mexican? I don't like tacos. Like, okay, dude.
Well, I like your taco, but...
Of course, but I'm saying, I just don't... It blows my mind, it's odd. In a sex tape that he would be like, fucking Hogan. I used to love Hogan, too. That makes me so mad to hear that.
Of course, Hogan went after Gawker for...
He did not know best.
Yeah, he went after them for posting and promoting the footage from the tape, and he won. So he's $140 million richer.
Because he needs it.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right.
Probably to pay off that dead family his son killed.
Right.
Future episode.
Or to pay to start his daughter Brooke's
dead music career. I know. Oh, that was awful. Yeah.
Next woman, Candice Michelle, former WWE Women's Champion. And she actually got her start doing softcore porn films such as HBO's Hotel Erotica, along with a number of bondage porn videos like Hogtie Heaven.
What was that? Hogtie Heaven. Heaven. You spell heaven?
And she did some other TV appearances, like she went on Monk and
I like Pets. That show.
So, and that was...
Oh my God, she was on Monk. I gotta go. Holy Moses. OMG. That's the finest woman we've seen tonight, other than Ms. April.
Oh, shock.
That works.
Just so, letting Ryan know who we're talking about.
Yeah. Now, this was all before she went on the WWE Diva search in 2004. She did not advance to the final 10, but she was signed and had a contract with the WWE, and she was released in 2009.
Funny you said final 10, because that's how long it took me to finalize the deal. 10 seconds with her picture.
Oh, Larry.
We have another gentleman. This is an A. You will know who this is. I don't know if April will. Buff Bagwell.
Oh, yes.
He likes his bags.
WCW 5-time tag team champ. Well, of course, he was in the WCW and WCW folded. They went under and he was not signed anywhere else. So he decided, being a big, strong, buff man, he turned to the adult entertainment industry.
And he did straight porn?
He...
I'm just saying he's got a nice...
He signed a deal with Vivid Entertainment in 2014.
That's a big deal.
Wow, that's pretty recent. Because before that, I'd heard he was a gigolo.
Yep, he also works as a professional gigolo on the side.
God, what podcast did he talk about that on? And it wasn't like he was... Rogan? It was like... No... But it was like, you're like, oh, a gigolo. And then it's like, it was like 60 and 70 year old women.
Oh,
yeah.
Hey, someone has a fetish for that.
Mm-hmm.
So not much as far as him, but we're going to move to what I feel is a big name.
Yeah. Well, Buff is not the stuff.
Oh, no.
He's got almost an innie.
Oh,
let her Dixpert weigh in on that.
Oh, poor guy.
That's him?
Yeah.
Oh. Let's have a five second silence.
I was going to say, let's put the flag at half staff, but I don't even think we can do that.
I think maybe he's more... I think he's more of a grower than a shower, hopefully.
Probably.
So. Maybe.
Probably.
Oh, poor maybe guy. He was spent.
I just gained a lot of confidence right there.
Yeah, right? You know what's going to make that confidence really grow?
Oh, boy.
Tammy Lynn Sitch.
Oh,
Sitch.
I can't. Sitch, yeah.
Sitch. Also known as Sunny.
Which her post wrestling career was not.
No. She, and this, if this says anything about how long ago, back in 96, she was AOL's most downloaded woman.
It picks up in 96. It took you 20 minutes to download.
Yeah, right. Yep. Now, she was on top of the world. She has been inducted into the Hall of Fame in 2011, actually. Now,
2011.
She has been in some pretty risque photo spreads, and she was making some money on the side by doing some Skype phone calls with people and
camming.
Yeah. Stripping.
She Man. Also,
I think that's
maybe the catalyst for the Montreal Screwjob.
Yes. also obviously probably a future episode.
Yeah.
Now, she actually just recently signed on with the porn company Vivid Entertainment.
I was hoping she went back into rehab.
For her first feature in January 21st of 2016.
She's going to be closing in on 50.
The film's title?
Sunny Side Up.
Yes! In through the back door.
Oh, no.
See, it seems like an oxymoron. It doesn't really make sense. Sunny Side Up, so I'm assuming on her belly, and then it's like from the back door, so do I go in her inside?
Well, yes. What she does is she folds her legs.
We cut her open?
No, what she kicks her legs back like you're changing a baby.
Oh, gross. As soon as you said that, I just pictured a grown woman shitting all over the place. I didn't even get the diaper down. The changing table's not even set. Whatever, I don't have enough baby powder for all this shit.
Whatever you're into, what Ryan. Did you this have? Is a judge-free zone.
A 9-course Italian meal? It's going everywhere.
There's literally pasta. I'm pulling it out as we speak.
It's like a clown pulling the ribbon out. I'm pulling spaghetti.
What is it? A rigatoni?
A grown woman with her legs up on a changing table. Is that a new fetish out there?
I think it is a fetish.
Probably.
If you like Shizer, let us know.
Oh, boy. So send your pics to Ryan.
Yep.
I've got one more. Also, somebody that neither of you guys will have ever heard of.
Oh, boy.
A gentleman.
Oh.
The Rock. And his big cock.
John Cena. No.
And his name? It's John.
His name is Gangrel.
Sounds like a name for a dick wart.
I'm going to show you Gangrel, and I'm going to tell you. I already know April's reaction is going to be,
Yeah. He was a vampire wrestler.
What?
Yeah. He literally had his teeth made into a permanent
fangs.
Wow.
In 1993, he was the Pro Wrestling Pro Wrestling Illustrated Rookie of the Year, and former WWE superstar Gangrel has the potential to become the porn industry's next Stanley Kubrick.
Oh, he's a producer.
Yes. Gotcha. While still doing occasional independent shows, he has signed a deal with the New Porn Order. To direct 12 porn titles.
New porn order. Now, here's an interesting fact. Now, Edge and Christian started out with Gangrel. They came out together as the Brood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, oh, yeah.
And they were there to prop up Gangrel because he was going to be the next star.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, that worked well for them.
It did not work out well for him, but it worked out well for Edge and Christian.
Oh, definitely. His first movie.
Oh, God. Please, I love porn puns.
Miami Rump Shakers 2.
Oh, well, where's one? I mean, I got to be able to see the first one to understand the second one, right?
Exactly. Plot.
Yeah. The plot thickens.
Like the semen.
Come on. Sorry.
Well, Josh, thank you for going balls deep on this week's episode.
Right. And I'm kind of surprised you didn't bring anything up about... Paige and Brad Maddox and Xavier Woods.
Because that wasn't...
Well, yeah, it was a sex tape that was released, but...
Which is... I hate that stuff.
I know, that's do too.
Yeah.
Private property.
Yeah, those were not meant to be released.
I still watched it, but I agree.
All of these were meant to be released. That's the only reason. Because
right. Fair
there's,
enough.
Of course...
Fair enough.
You could go online, I'm sure, and find... paparazzi photos of like Nikki Bella finger banging her butthole or something.
What?
Well, you can also find pictures of like Bart Simpson fucking Maggie on that's online.
Name, right? I think if you saw that, you're on a list.
Yeah, no shit.
guys, I gotta go.
He's
gotta clear his browser history.
I am not a fan of people that break into people's phones like that and take their property. That's fucked up, and you should shoot yourself in the face like Kurt Cobain.
Well, I think it was really that's messed up too when they had that. They called it the fappening.
All
the cloud pictures, like private pictures. I'm not going to say I didn't look at a couple, but I'm just
felt dirty though, didn't it?
He looked at all the Jennifer Lawrence.
He felt it was totally the one. I was like,
he felt.
I just really want to know what her boobies look like.
He felt guilty in the refractory period.
Right.
Nah,
I had a glaze on me that day.
Oh,
I had a lot of donuts.
Oh.
Oh. Okay. Well. Right.
But yeah, that's
can't argue that.
That's why I chose to omit all of the leaked videos and stuff. These gotcha. Were meant to come out.
Right.
And they have actively pursued
right
things in that, like, you know,
the adult industry. Right. Yes.
Gotcha.
So,
wow.
Well, I've got some viewing I need to do after this episode. So.
Ryan's going to leave early.
Yep. Me too. No, yeah. I'm not. That's I've already good. Seen him. Well, thank you for that story. Uh-oh. What's Josh got?
Well, I just
hands
wanted
are
to...
sticky.
Yeah, I because I'm so
palms
excited.
Are sweaty.
ladies and gentlemen, next week.
Is it?
Next week is... It's finally... We've talked about it before. If you were listening when WrestleMania came around, we had ourselves a contest. And Larry won that contest.
That was no contest.
And April and I, that was why we had to eat our blazing wings from B-Dubs. Well, your time is up.
No, my
time is now.
Oh, crap.
And SummerSlam is going to be out in 1 week.
We'll have the finalized card. We'll have the competition. Hopefully we'll have our new friend Brian on the show to mm-hmm. join us for this.
He wants to partake in the challenge. So yes, next Friday, we're going to be doing a little bit of a different episode. It's going to be our predictions episode.
Listen to the WrestleMania one if you're clueless.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think you can figure that out.
We're not going to explain it twice.
Exactly.
Well, I changed some of the rules.
We'll do an addendum to it. And for everything else, just listen to the WrestleMania episode.
Absolutely. Yep. So it's in 1 week. I hope you guys tune in. And all I can say is my punishment.
Hope you like eating oatmeal out of a bowling shoe is all I'm going to say. Ryan, any plugs?
Well... If you want to check me out, I'm on another show on Beer City Media. Like, I'm on a few of them, but just I'm the host on this show. It's called Conspiracy Therapy. Conspiracy Therapy on Podomatic, Twitter, Conspiracy T Show. Check us out. We're on all your little podcasting apps and things. Check out an episode.
Stiff Joystick Podcast. You can go there for
a little. I sense a little crossover here.
Right?
Yeah. The wrestling. No, it's about video games.
Oh, okay. I haven't heard it yet.
Yeah, it's...
I've been on it like eight of them.
I'm on Facebook, Twitter, and SoundCloud.
And of course, if you love the Potty Slam podcast, which you should, come find us on Facebook and Twitter and Podomatic.
Yellow.
Otherwise, I don't know how you got here.
That'd be weird. You just stumbled
upon us.
Hey, I was looking for porn. I ended up on this show.
It honestly wouldn't surprise me.
I'm a big fan of Golden Showers. I saw two white men on the cover and said something about going potty. I'm waiting for the slam of the potty on my chest.
We probably disappointed a lot of water sporters.
Sorry about that.
And if you like baseball history, EufusPodcast.com. There probably is a baseball porn story out there. I'll probably have to look into.
Baseball bat.
Oh, Josh.
Oh, ouch. That hurts to think about.
Imagine a splinter.
No. Okay. I know we did plugs, and it usually would end after that, but I had a question pop in my head. Ryan?
Yeah?
Do you have a favorite type of porn you like?
Oh, boy.
My biggest thing is, like, as I get older, I like it to look more real. So if I'm watching porn and it looks super, super, super produced, it bothers me.
So it's not just me.
Yes. No, it's not just
you. That's crazy, because I have to say, I'm like, I like the... Yeah,
I'm amateur.
I'll let you finish first. Wait a minute. I didn't mean it that way.
So I was going to say amateur. I was going to say I like the amateur stuff.
Yeah.
Personally.
Totally get that. Josh?
Yeah. No, overproduced anything is bad, because then it just looks all fake and... Mm-hmm. That's the thing. Also, when you get into the like super professional stuff, like they've all had like boob jobs and I'm sure there's dick jobs and stuff like that, and it just looks all fake. So yeah, no amateur.
Fair enough.
Do you even watch porn?
Women watch porn.
I know some do, but some don't.
Yeah, no.
It's
yeah.
Like my favorite.
I
like the stories.
No.
She's like, I love Mandingo.
No, I would have to say the hardcore stuff.
Yeah,
Whips and Chains, S&M, ooh, 50 Shades of Grey style. Nice. Josh knows.
You better watch your butt.
Yeah, it's gonna get a spanking, apparently, with a paddle. And that's been the pot. Oh, no.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's been the porny slam.
See you next week.
Yeah, you guys thought I was going to. No, I'm with Ryan on this amateur stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's been the potty slam. See you next week.
This has been a presentation of Beer City Media.